We continue in Perek Lamed Zayin of Sefer HaTanya. It's a very deep Perek. The Baal HaTanya, Zechuto Tegen Aleinu, is explaining to us why the performance of the mitzvot is so crucial, is so important. It's the way that we achieve building a dira batachtonim for Hashem in this world, because the Maaseh HaMitzvot involves the action of the body, which means that the Nefesh HaBahamit is involved in the action of the mitzvot. So that means that the Or En Sof Baruch Hu that comes down through the mitzvot, which is Retzono Yitbarach Belishum Ester Panim Kelal, is giving light even to the Nefesh HaBahamit, and even to the Evarim, to the physical limbs of the human being. And we learned also last week that the actions of the mitzvot is able to elevate Klipat Noga in this world. That Klipa which hovers between Kedusha and Tum'ah is elevated when we use the food that we eat, the drink that we drink, and so on, for the purpose of doing mitzvot, it becomes elevated. The Klipat Noga, from which all the Divrei HaRishut comes, is elevated. And that's very important. And he also added that Am Yisrael are comprised of 600,000 core neshamot, core units of neshama. And each one who performs his mitzvot is doing his share in uplifting 1/600,000th of the energy of Klipat Noga in this world. And that is what we await. Our goal is when Mashiach comes and Tchiyat HaMetim, it's going to bring about the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That will happen due to all the mitzvot that were being fulfilled up until that time. Each and every mitzvah is mekarevet ha-geula, because it brings down to a certain degree gilui or shechinato yitbarach beze ha-olam. And once all the 600,000 neshamot of Klal Yisrael are metukan with the kiyum mitzvot, that's when the Mashiach is mitgale and tchiyat ha-metim. And now he explains, Rabotai, ובזה יובן מה שהפליגו רבותינו במאוד מאוד במעלת הצדקה. On page Resh Samech Vav. Now we understand why חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה spoke very, very highly about the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. ואמרו ששקולה כנגד כל המצוות. The Gemara in Bava Batra says, the mitzvah of tzedakah is equivalent to all the mitzvot. ובכל תלמוד ירושלמי היא נקראת בשם מצווה, סתם. Interesting thing. All throughout the Talmud Yerushalmi, the mitzvah of tzedakah is called mitzvah. When you see mitzvah, it means the mitzvah of tzedakah in the Yerushalmi. Very interesting thing. Ki kach haya hergel alashon nikrot tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam. That was their habit. That's how they would call the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah. That's how it was. Mipene shehi ikar ha-mitzvot ma'asiyot ve'ola al kulana. Because, as we will soon see, a very fascinating explanation, how the mitzvah of tzedakah is the greatest of all mitzvot, besides Talmud Torah, which we'll get to in a moment. Why? Why is mitzvah of tzedakah called mitzvah? Why is that so important? Why is it shkula keneged kol mitzvot? He says, shekulam hem rak lehaalot nefesh achiyunit lashem, שהיא המקיימת אותם ומתלבשת בהם לקלל באור אין סוף ברוך הוא המלובש בהם. He says, because all the mitzvot, what's their purpose, as we learned till now, is to bring up, to elevate, to upgrade the nefesh achiyunit, the animal soul that we have, the nefesh habamit that we have, to upgrade it and to bring it closer to Hashem. Because that is what gives us energy. It's the Nefesh HaChiyuni that gives us the energy to be able to do the mitzvot. So Mimela, the Nefesh HaChiyuni now is immersed in the light of Hashem, which is dressed in the Nefesh HaChiyuni through the mitzvot. ואין לך מצווה שנפש החיונית מתלבשת בה כל כך כבמצוות הצדקה. He says, you don't have a mitzvah that compares to the mitzvah of tzedakah in the amount of how much the nefesh החיונית is מתלבש בה. The nefesh החיונית, the nefesh הבאהמית, is dressed up with kedushat Hashem through a mitzvah more by tzedakah than any other mitzvah. Why? Why is that? שבכל המצוות אין מתלבש בהן רק כוח אחד מנפש החיונית בשעת מעשה המצווה לבד. Because in all the other mitzvot, it is one koach, one particular aspect of the nefesh החיונית that is מתלבש with the mitzvah for that time that he's doing, at the time that he's doing the mitzvah. Let's say he's using his hand to put on tefillin, whatever it may be, or whatever mitzvah it is. So that the hand and whatever energy is used to put on that mitzvah is mitlabesh with the light of, with the kedusha of the mitzvah. Aval bitzdaka she'adam noten mi'igia kapav. Look at this insight that the Baal HaTanya gives us. He says, when it comes to tzedakah, it's not just the moment that you're giving the money, that you're putting the money into the tzedakah box, for example. He says, "Bitzdakah she'adam noten mi'igia kapav." Tzedakah, a person is giving from the hard-earned work, hard-earned money that he worked for. So now, "Hare kol koach nafsho achiyunit menubash be'asiyat melachto o esek acher shenistaker bo ma'ot elu." Hare, when he went to work to make that money, all his energy was spent on making that money. So he's taking money in which his entire nefesh achiyunit was involved in earning it, and he's giving it away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving it to the tzedakah. וכשנותן לצדקה הרי כל נפשו החיונית עולה לה. So when he gives the tzedakah, his entire nefesh achiyunit is going up, is being upgraded. It's different than all the mitzvot because this mitzvah involves everything that you did. A person traveled to go to work. During work, he was laboring in whatever it is that he had to labor. And he was constantly thinking about how to make it and worried about it and so on. And he came back to bring it home. And, so, you know, I mean, it's working for a living. All that working for a living, that's part, this is fascinating. It's part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. We look at tzedakah at the last moment of the mitzvah, when you're giving it. No! You're giving what? You're giving a giyah kapav. You're giving the hard work that you labored on. Now, so you'll say, what about if you give tzedakah from money that you didn't work for? Let's say someone gave you a gift, and from that you give. So how does that fit in? He says, v'gam mi she'eno ne'ene mi'igiyo, even a person who's not, right now, this money was not something that is from his yegiya kapav, from his work. Mikol makom hu'ilu b'ma'ot elu haya yachol liknot chaye nafsho achiyunit, hare noten chaye nafsho l'Hashem. You see how he flips it? He says, yeah, that's true, you didn't work for that. But you could have used that money to buy all the supplies that you need for your physical well-being, for your nefesh achiyunit. So what are you doing when you're giving away that money? You're giving that nefesh achiyunit that you could have used for yourself, for the nefesh abami to support it. You're giving it away, litzdakah. So that's why tzedakah is so... L'chein amu abotenu shemekarevet et hageula. Now we see why the Gemara there in Baba Batra says, tzedakah is such a big mitzvah, it's mekarev the geula. Every mitzvah is mekarev et hageula. Why does the Gemara point out, why is it single out, that tzedakah that's mekarev et hageula? Lefi shebitzdakah achat ma'ale harbe minefesh achiyunit. Because with one act of tzedakah, you bring up a larger quantity of your nefesh achiyunit, ma shelo haya yachol lehaalot mimena kol kach kochot ubchinot bekama mitzvot ma'asiyot acherot, that which you could not have done even with several other mitzvot. And the whole, what we said in the beginning of the perek, that each mitzvah that we do is bringing more and more Gilui HaShechina into the world, which means bringing about the Geula. That's why Tzedakah is most important, is most crucial, is most effective also in the Kiruv HaGeula, in the acceleration towards the Geula. Now, what about Talmud Torah? Uma she'amru rabotenu she'Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But it says the Talmud Torah is tantamount, is equivalent to all the mitzvot. You told me tzedakah, it seems like tzedakah is the biggest one. So here he's going to explain to us three reasons why Talmud Torah is also the biggest mitzvah that a person can do for the purpose of upgrading the nefesh achiyunit. Why is it keneged kulam? After all, it's not b'maaseh. Till now, we were talking about how the Baal HaTanya is comforting the Benoni. The comforting words to the Benoni, that even though you cannot become a Tzaddik Gamur, but your service is needed in this world, the battles and the working and involving the body in the doing of the mitzvot is so important, so much needed for the very purpose of this world, which is La'asot Dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here below. So what about Talmud Torah? So he says, "Haynu mipenei she'Talmud Torah hu bedibur u'machshava shehem levushim apnimiyim shel nefesh achiyunit." The mitzvot, what part of the nefesh abahamit or nefesh achiyunit, what part of it are the mitzvot able to upgrade? What levush? The ma'aseh, right? Remember, we learned there are three levushim to the nefesh achiyunit. There is machshava, dibur, and ma'aseh. So with the doing of the mitzvot, we are elevating the levush of ma'aseh. Whereas Talmud Torah elevates and upgrades the deeper, the more inner levushim of the nefesh, which is dibur and machshava. Shehem ha-levushim ha-pnimiyim shel nefesh achiyunit. That's number one advantage by Talmud Torah. It's a deeper upgrade. It's an upgrade of the inner levushim of the nefesh. Vegam, not only that, now here he says something very deep, and it's bordering, of course, on Kabbalah. I mean, the whole Sefer is Kabbalah. Vegam mahutan ve'atzmutan shel bechinat chochma bina da'at miklipat noga shebanefesh achiyunit nichlalot bakdusha mamash kesheosek batorah be'iyun ve'sechel. He says, even the deep core and the essence of the bechina of chokhmah bina da'at of klipat noga of the nefesh achiyunit. If you remember, this goes back to the first basic teachings that he started off the sefer with. If you remember that the nefesh has 10 aspects, the three top ones are chokhmah bina va'da'at. They are the mental aspects, the mind, chokhmah bina da'at, and then you have the seven sfirot below them, starting with chesed, ending with malchut, which are the more emotional midot. And so the nefesh habamit has those 10 aspects. And those 10 aspects of kedusha come from klipat noga, and our job is to elevate them as much as we can. The tzaddik gamur is able, what's the difference between the tzaddik gamur and the benoni, if you remember? The tzaddik gamur is able lehitapchad lahafuch, to turn around, to reverse the tum'ah into the nefesh habamit of tum'ah, to turn it into kedusha, where the benoni is not able to do that. We're learning an exception here. That when it comes to the upper aspects of the klipat noga, which is the chokhmah bina and da'at, even the benoni through the limud haTorah is able to cause it to be nichlal in the kedusha mamash when he learns Torah. So every time a person sits and he labors over learning of Torah, he is taking the Chokhmah Bina Vada'at of the Klipat Noga of his Nefesh Achiyunit, and he is bringing it into the world of Kedusha. Like the Tzaddik. So that's the second advantage of the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. ואף שמהותם ועצמותם של המידות חסד גבורה תפארת לא יכלו להם הבינונים להופכם לקדושה. Even though, as we said, the essence of the midot of the lower ones, the emotional ones, the seven, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, the בינונים cannot change it into קדושה. היינו משום שהרע חזק יותר במידות מבחוכמה בינה ודעת. Because in the seven midot, the ra is greater there than in the three that are above them of Chokhmah Bina Vadaat. So it's more possible for even for the Benoni to bring the Chokhmah Bina Vadaat into the Kiddushah, whereas not the more thicker ones, which are the emotional ones, the emotional midot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, v'chule. מפני יניקתם שם מהקדושה יותר, because Chokhmah Bina Vadaat is yonek, receives its nourishment more from the Kedusha than the lower seven. כידוע ליודעיכן, as those who know, חן means Chokhmah Nistara, means Chokhmah Takabbalah, as those who know Kabbalah. And the third, זאת ועוד אחרת, והיא העולה על כולנה, and this tops it all off, במעלת עסק תלמוד תורה על כל המצוות, why is learning Torah greater than all the מצוות? על פי מה שנתבאר לאל בשם התיקונים, based on what we quoted earlier from the תיקוני הזוהר, דרמח פקודים הם רמח איברים דמלכה. The 248 מצוות עשה are כביכול the 248 איברים, limbs of the מלך. וכמו באדם התחתון דרך משל. So just like, for example, down below here. אין ארוך ודמיון כלל בין החיות שברמח איבריו. There is no comparison between the life energy that is in the 248 איברים, limbs, לגבי החיות שבמוחין, שהוא השכל, compared to the חיות, the life energy of the mind, המתחלק לגימל בחינות חוכמה בינה ודעת, which is divided to three compartments of חוכמה בינה דעת. It's not the same type. So in other words, he's explaining here the third explanation that he's saying, what is unique about Talmud Torah more than the other mitzvot is in the quality of light that one is able to bring down by learning Torah. When we do a mitzvah, we bring down Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu into the Nefesh HaChiyunit, Dira B'Tachtonim. But the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu that one brings down by Limud Torah is a much, much greater light. So in the quality, it's different. See, in the reasons that he explained before, he said, it is, you're bringing light into the Dibur and Machshava, the inner Levushim, right? And you are also bringing the Chokhmah Bina Vadaat into the Kiddushah. Now he's saying something else. He's saying the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu that one brings down by doing the mitzvot, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he's bringing down the Or from Chokhmah Bina Vadaat. That's a whole different quality of life energy. Kacha mamash derech mashal leavdil berivevot avdalot len ketz beheharat Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu amidlapshot bemitzvot ma'asiyot. The he'arat, the illumination of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu that come down by the mitzvot ma'asiyot, legabe, in comparison to he'arat Or Ein Sof shebebchinot chokhmah bina vadaat, shebechokhmat ha-Torah, ish ish kefi sichlo ve'asargato, each one according to his capacity. Ve'af she'eno masig ela begashmiyut, even though he's only understanding the Torah on a physical level. הרי התורה נמשלה למים שיורדים ממקום גבוה. But don't forget, he says, the Torah is compared to water that comes down from the top of the mountain to the bottom. It's the same Torah. Even though a person is learning Torah in a physical way, meaning the halachot that he's learning, he's understanding them in an earthly way, that is Torah, that is Retzono Yitbarach Mamash, undiluted. And therefore the light that comes down with that is a whole different quality. ואף על פי כן, and yet, אמרו אבותינו, לא המדרש עיקר, אלא המעשה. Still, Chachamim told us, the main thing in life is not learning. It's doing the mitzvot. והיום לעשותם כתיב. And it says that this world is for doing. ומבטלים תלמוד תורה לקיום מצווה מעשיית. And we have to stop our learning for the purpose of doing a mitzvah כשאי אפשר לעשותה על ידי אחרים. When that mitzvah is not possible to be done by others. Why is that? משום כי זה כל האדם ותכלית בריאתו וירידתו לעולם הזה. Because that's the whole purpose of this world. The whole purpose of this world is להיות לו יתברך דירה בתחתונים דווקא. You have to stop in the middle of learning to fulfill the purpose of the world, which is to do the mitzvot and to bring down the light of the Shekhinah to this world. לאהבך חשוכה לנהורה, to turn darkness into light, וימלא כבוד השם את כל הארץ, הגשמית דייקה, in order that the glory of Hashem should permeate כל הארץ, all the earth, physical earth, וראו כל בשר ירדיו, that the flesh, the בשר should see Hashem. מה שאין כן, כשאפשר לעשותה על ידי אחרים, but when it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, אין מבטלים תלמוד תורה, we don't stop learning Torah. Why? אף שכל התורה אינה אלא פירוש המצוות מעשיות, even though the Torah is only the explanation of the mitzvot, still we cannot stop learning to do a mitzvah that can be done by someone else. Why? והיינו משום שהיא בחינת חוכמה בין הוודעת של אינסוף ברוך הוא. Because the Torah is the bechina of chokhmah bin avadat of Hashem, ubeoskoba, and when he learns Torah, mamshich alav orensov baruchu beyeter se'et ve'ara gedola. He brings upon himself the light of Hashem in a way that is tremendously great, le'en ketz me'ara ve'amshacha al yedei pikudin, from the light that is brought down through the mitzvot, shehem evarim de malka. זהו שאמר רב ששת, that's what רב ששת says in פסחים, חדאי נפשי, rejoice my soul, לך קראי, it is for you that I read Torah, לך תנאי, it's for you that I learn Torah, for he's talking to his soul, to the nefesh החיונית, because when he reads the Torah, when he learns Torah, he's bringing down אור אינסוף of חוכמה בינה ודעת, which qualitatively speaking is greater than any other light that is brought down from the Shekhinah through the other mitzvot. והנה המשכה זו והערה זו שהאדם ממשיך ומאיר מהערת אור אינסוף ברוך הוא על נפשו ועל נפשות כל ישראל. When a person brings down the light of אור אינסוף ברוך הוא on his nefesh, he brings it on his nefesh and on all the nefashot of Israel. היא השכינה כנסת ישראל מקור כל נשמות ישראל. That is the Shekhinah, which is the source of all the neshamot of Am Yisrael. Al yedei esek haTorah, through learning the Torah, we bring down the Shekhinah to all the neshamot of Israel. Nikret belashon kriya. Listen to this. Famous chidush, beautiful words from the Baal HaTanya. That's why when it comes to Torah, there is such a concept called kriyat haTorah. How do we translate the words Kriyat HaTorah b'pshuto? The reading of the Torah, right? Kriyat HaTorah, when we read the Torah. You know how the Baal HaTanya explains it here. The calling of the Torah, which means when we learn Torah, we're calling down something. Al yedei esek haTorah nikret v'lashon kriya. Kore b'Torah pirush, she'al yedei esek haTorah kore le'akadosh baruch hu lavoe elav kivyachol. When a person learns Torah, he's calling upon Hashem to come to him. כאדם הקורא לחברו שיבוא אליו. Like a person who calls his friend to come to him. וכבן קטן הקורא לאביו לבוא אליו, להיות עמו בצוותא חדא. Like a son that calls his father to come to him, to be in his company. ולא להיפרד ממנו, and not to be separated from him, ולהישאר יחידי, and to stay alone, חס ושלום. That's called Kriyat HaTorah. That's what we're doing when we read the Torah. Kriyat HaTorah is not just the reading of the Torah. In Hebrew, Kriya means to call. It's the calling that is done through the Torah. When we read the Torah, we are calling Hashem to come to us. V'zehu shekatuv, and now he explains based on this in a very unique and new way, the pasuk that we say in Ashrei Shevetecha. Karov Hashem lechol koreav, lechol asher yikra'uhu be'emet. Hashem is close to all those who call him, to all those who call him in truth. What does that mean? Ah. Ve'en emet ela Torah. As it says, emet keneve al timkor, emet means Torah. Dehainu meaning, shekore la kadosh baruch hu al yedea Torah tavka. Lechol asher yikra'uhu be'emet. To all those who call upon him with the emet, meaning with the Torah. Karov Hashem lechol koreav. Hashem is closer to him than anyone else. Le'apuked, this comes to exclude, meaning as, you know, in contrast to, mi shekore oto shelo al yedei esek haTorah. Ela tzo'ek kach, Abba, Abba, which is great. It means through tefillah, through prayer, we call out to Hashem, Abba, Abba. But greater than that is the calling upon Hashem through the learning of Torah. This comes from the Baal HaTanya. Ukemo shekovel alav ha-Navi, like the Navi was complaining, ve'en kore bishimcha, and no one is calling upon your name. As is explained elsewhere, that it's talking about those who don't learn Torah. They call, but they don't call be'emet, with the emet of Torah. From this, the one who meditates upon this, he will be careful before he sits to learn Torah to bring upon himself feelings of Yirat Shamayim, to realize and to appreciate what he is doing. Kemo shenitbayar le'el, as we explained before in Perek Kav Gimel.